Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Thursday, the 27th of June, 2019. To get you started, it's night 2 of debate week. 10 more Democratic presidential hopefuls will take the stage on Thursday night. That comes after a busy Wednesday night debate featured an answer in Spanish from former Congressman Beto O'Rourke to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's abrupt cutoffs of other candidates. And Senator Amy Klobuchar proved to be the toughest on President Trump, attacking him on immigration, the economy, and Iran. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who continues to climb in the polls, spoke on a number of issues, including her continued push to cancel college debt. Thursday night, though, we'll see former Vice President Joe Biden take the stage as he leads early polling. But challengers like Senator Bernie Sanders will likely target the former Delaware senator's long legislative record. You can tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Iran is set to break the nuclear deal. The nation plans to speed up the enrichment of uranium in a move that could bring additional sanctions or military strikes from the United States. President Trump just last week aborted a strike in the wake of Iran's downing of a U.S. drone, but Iran's move now comes after a 2-month ultimatum given to European nations who are part of the nuclear deal to help Iran navigate U.S. sanctions that have harmed its economy. For its part, the Trump administration abandoned the 2015 nuclear deal last year. Next up, the Supreme Court will complete its term on Thursday with a number of major decisions expected. Among the issues, partisan gerrymandering and President Trump's desire to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Plus, a review of a Wisconsin law that authorizes drawing blood from unconscious motorists. The court will likely issue final orders for the term on Friday, including whether to hear President Trump's effort to eliminate the DACA program. Thursday is arraignment day for Paul Manafort. President Trump's former campaign chairman is expected to be brought in New York City on state fraud charges, according to CNN and Reuters. Manafort is currently serving 7.5 years in federal prison on charges relating to foreign lobbying efforts. Earlier this month, it was reported that the 70-year-old would not be transferred to New York City's infamous Rikers Island due to health concerns. Manafort suffered from gout during his federal trial. And last up, Amazon and Rite Aid are teaming up. Beginning Thursday, Amazon shoppers will be able to pick up their packages inside more than 100 Rite Aid stores. And the service will eventually be available at more than 1,500 locations by the end of the year. Amazon originally transformed the retail landscape when it offered customers the chance to buy everything from books to mattresses online. But e-commerce is commonplace now, so speedy delivery and pickup have become a way for Amazon and its rivals to compete. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. That includes the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.